Just think for a moment about all the stuff that you own, the possessions that you've surrounded yourself with. Honestly, in the scheme of things, how important are they to you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A little while back now, my wife and I downsized from a house to an apartment, and so we had to sell a lot of our furniture because it just wasn't all going to fit. It's an interesting process, that, letting go of things. It tells you something about where your heart is. I looked at the lounge suite. It was so comfortable, and it went well in our house. Part of me, well, there was a tinge of sadness. I mean, we do surround ourselves with things that we like, and to a point, there's nothing wrong with that. But the greatest joy of it all for me was, in fact, gladly letting go of a house that we loved and possessions that we liked, because years before, my possessions had meant everything to me. Yet somehow their significance has waned, and not because of anything I've done, just because I discovered that the richness of my relationship with God and my wife and my family, well, that's the stuff that really matters. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 5. You must not worship any other gods except me. You must not make any idols. Don't make any statues or pictures of anything up in the sky or of anything on the earth or of anything down in the water. Don't worship or serve idols of any kind, because I, the Lord, am your God. I hate my people worshiping other gods. People who sin against me become my enemies, and I will punish them, and I'll punish their children, their grandchildren, and even their great-grandchildren. Listen to me. Don't make idols out of your possessions. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The great life we're all looking for has precious little to do with the stuff that we own. In fact, God has something much, much better in store for us. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Extravagant Grace, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word today.